Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first welcome those back joining us on the radio side through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. At the top of the hour today, we're going to be speaking with recording artist Xander Demas. He's making his first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. We're also going to be finding out what else he has in store for you guys here in 2013. Xander, good afternoon. Welcome to the program, man.
Hello, Cyrus. Good afternoon.
You know, it's great to be able to speak with you. I really love the song we're going to be playing a little bit later, Under a Darkened Sky, and we're going to, of course, talk about that and how it came about. But I want to first talk about the success you've been able to have. You know, when I had mentioned that you were going to be coming on the program, you know, you really have fans, I think, that kind of, you know, run the gamut of age, also, you know, where they're from. What has it been like for you, man, to see the response to your music and to know that you're touching people literally around the world?
It feels amazing. I mean, it basically shows the power, I guess you could say, the power of the internet, you know, the power of good social media and stuff. And I mean, most of all, I mean, I think that I'm, you know, trying to say this like the right way, I think. It's cool to get out there and just actually write, you know, like write a song instead of just being like just a guitar player or just, you know, like a musician that does, you know, just one or two things. I mean, it's actually cool to be a songwriter, you know. And
yeah.
But even though I'm from the metal world, you know, a lot of times, you know, it kind of gets overlooked for somebody's technique or some, you know, this, that, or the other. It's cool to actually get out there and just write songs, you know.
Right. Right. You know, I have seen pictures. I have not seen you perform live myself, but I've seen pictures of you on stage. And then, of course, I've, you know, like others, we stay in contact with you on Facebook and Twitter, and it really is true that you know, it seems to have a very deep fan base, loyal fan base, but also individuals that are genuinely interested in your gift. I think that's always fascinating because we know, and Xander, you know this probably better than me, that a lot of people are known more for a gimmick, but you are known for the gift. How important has that been for you, that they actually recognize the talent and the skill that you bring to music?
It's very humbling. I mean, a lot of times when I get emails or I talk to people and stuff and they give me, like, you know, the kind of compliments that you just gave me just now, I mean, it's actually quite humbling. So it's cool that people, you know, just have taken some notice. And, you know, believe me, I don't sit there and toot my own horn about too much at all. I just but I do appreciate reaching out to people, and I always appreciate talking to people. I never shy away from conversation about music or, you know, stuff like that with them. So
yeah.
You know, it's been pretty awesome. But again, though, overall, it's been humbling.
Yeah. Did you know when you started down this road that this is where you wanted to be, or was it more important for you, Xander, just to be able to be as good as you could be, and this has just been one of the effects of that?
Yeah. Basically, your second choice there. Okay. You know, it's kind of like just did my thing, and whatever happened. You know, great. I mean, I did see, you know, try to go down the path of doing it. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I mean, you know, there's millions of other people that are trying to do it too. And then, you know, when you start to, you know, inch your way into a little bit of success, I mean, it feels really, really good. And you know, right now, I'm enjoying, you know, what we have going on.
Exactly. Well, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Xander Demas is my guest. We're talking to him not only about the place where he is now in music, where he is earning respect and fans literally around the globe, but also what it's been like for him to share the gift with other people. You mentioned, of course, the power of the internet, and I totally agree with you, and we talk about on this program all the time that when used responsibly, the internet can be an amazing thing. Do you think that I mean, I look at, I mean, forget about Facebook and Twitter for a moment, but just looking at YouTube, I mean, you put a video out and then you have tens of thousands of individuals that watch it. I mean, does it ever get old knowing that people, you know, even 2-3 years after something has been shared, you know, on a site like YouTube, that people are still going back to it, watching it, and sharing it with other people?
No, that never gets old. it's really cool that people, you know, care enough to share it and, you know, care enough to, you know, to kind of spread the word and, you know, and just say, hey, check out this video, you know, check out this guitar player, or, you know, even if it's just, you know, someone saying something simple, you know, saying, hey, I like the part at, you know, 44 seconds or something like that or whatever. And usually when, you know, it's not like I have hundreds and hundreds of videos up there. You know, I have, you know, maybe barely like 2 dozen. So, like, you know, if somebody ever asks me a question on there, it's always me responding. I mean, I like being able to respond to people. And, you know, some of the, like, for example, the video for White Knuckle Driving that I put up there, I mean, that was just done in my studio. You know, single camera, just me, you know, playing the song, playing over the backing tracks. And I've had about a dozen requests for, you know, for people that were asking me, like, hey, could you do, like, a lesson on that song? You know, like some of the main parts and stuff, you know. So I'm putting that video together. I mean, I literally have right now about 10 videos that I owe people, like, you know, just between my sponsors and stuff. So I'm, like, just trying to get all those done. YouTube is it's a blessing and a curse, but it's more of a blessing.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine. You know, you mentioned, of course, you know, being able to show other people. I mean, giving back. You know, I have found artists that have said on this program that, you know, their mentors have, you know, given advice for them, and that makes them want to pay it forward. Others have said that has not been the case for them, that people were not so easy, you know, to give information, so it made them want to make sure that they were doing it. Do you feel as though that is another part of your being able to share, by your being able to give lessons, to be able to share with other individuals, you know, how they can become better?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I, you know, I worked as a guitar teacher by trade, you know, and stuff. So, I mean, it was, I enjoyed, you know, doing that for people. I mean, you know, doing Skype lessons or doing lessons in person. I mean, I truly enjoy, you know, the interaction. And, you know, it's cool when somebody comes back and they say, you know, they might say, hey, you know, there's a lick that you showed me 10 years ago and I still use it to this day or whatever. I mean, that's really cool, you know, you know, for people to cite that as an influence. I mean, it just makes you feel like, all right, you know, somebody cared about what I had to say there.
Exactly. You know, it has to be a great feeling. Now, I mentioned the single that we're going to be listening to, Xander, is Under a Darkened Sky. Talk to us about the single and how it came about.
That song came about in an old power metal band I was in about 10 years ago. And we were, the music that we were doing was kind of, you know, it was a little bit more like sort of like Godsmack-ish in a way. So the vocalist and I, we wanted to put together some, you know, something that was a little bit different, something that had a little bit more of like a European edge to it. So one day I started messing around with a riff and I was literally on my, you know, on my couch and, you know, watching a sitcom or something like that, just a rerun of the sitcom and, you know, came up with a riff. And the next thing I knew, about a half hour later, I had a complete song.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, I think, you know, for individuals that are getting ready to hear it for the first time, you know, when you go back and listen to songs like that, do you find, as I hear so many times, that you are your own worst critic? Or do you find that when you're listening or watching yourself, as it's available on YouTube for people to see, do you find that it kind of takes you back to that time and where you were in your life?
You know, a little bit of both. I mean, honestly, there's always something that, you know, when I hear something that I've recorded and, you know, it's kind of stamped as permanent, I always look back and I'm like, well, I could have done that a little bit better, but, you know, I don't fret too much over it, you know, but at the same time, if I do hear something, yeah, I do kind of get lost in the moment where I was when I did that, you know.
Right. Well, since we have you here with us, Xander, why don't you do a sing on us and introduce the single for us?
Yeah, this is my new single. This is Under Darkened Sky.
That was Xander Demos with Under a Darkened Sky here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners here in Mississippi, but online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We've actually been having a great conversation with Xander. He's been talking with us not only about the success he's been able to have, but also what it's been like for him to hear back from all of you, his fans. And then, of course, the process, you know, when he first realized this gift that he had. So, Xander, what do you have in store for your fans this year?
Well, this year is going to be a real pretty exciting year. We're actually getting out there on tour. We're doing it ourselves. We're going to be supporting some other national bands, but at least we're getting out there, and we're trying to get out, you know, as far as we can, like, and wherever we can. I mean, if we have the means to go overseas, we'll do that. I mean, my record company has talked about having me do a few festivals. So, I mean, there's things in the works, but as of right now, I mean, you know, we've already filled up March pretty well. We're working on, you know, some dates in April and stuff. But also we have an EP coming out that will actually have a little bit of a different version of the song you just heard. Now, the album version of Under Darkened Sky is 8 minutes long, and it's not very feasible, you know, to play on the radio, like, you know, being that long.
Right.
But we do have a cut of it that basically is a little more... It is more of like a radio-friendly cut that we're doing, and we're going to probably change a couple things around. Like, I might change some guitar tones around on it, just a little bit of remixing, and then we have some new songs that we're going to be putting on this EP, just to kind of get out there while we work on the next full-length album.
Right. You know, it's great to be able to hear about, you know, going out on tour. You know, I remember my friends, Xander, when they're always so excited to be able to see the artists that they like in concert. It's one thing to be able to hear you, you know, over the radio or even online these days, but to actually have that experience. I wanted to ask you, you know, what is that like? Can you take us into that feeling for you, what it's like to be up on stage, to be giving off that energy and to have that energy coming back at you?
Oh, it's basically, I mean, it's indescribable. I mean, especially like with the guys I have in the band. I mean, they're just, you know, we obviously feed off of a very, you know, kind of a high energy crowd. Obviously, we will feed off of that, but at the same time, we'll go out there and, you know, if we're only playing to five people, I mean, we're going to give them a show if we're playing to 5,000, you know, it is really cool to get out there and do what we're doing, because the stuff that we do is, you know, it's got that, you know, the little bit of a harder edge. I mean, like, you know, technically it's more challenging, and we, you know, kind of like when we pull off like some difficult part that we might have gone over in rehearsal, like 5, 6, maybe 10 times, we just kind of look at each other and smile and, you know, just, you can, you know, kind of thing where, you know, like, hey, we pulled it off. You know, it's just, we have good chemistry in the band. So that comes through on stage.
Got you. Well, that's definitely something for our listeners to be able to look forward to. Xander Demos, everyone. Xander, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you. And of course, how they can support the music as well.
Sure. Basically, XanderDemos.com. My first and last name. Is my website, and that will basically take you to everywhere that you need to go to find, you know, to interact with me. Facebook page is simply facebook.com/XanderDemosMusic, and you can also hit me up on Twitter or YouTube. Very easy to find for the most part, and I try to update the news on the website as much as possible. But of course, you know, Facebook is definitely, you know, constant. Usually daily updates and, you know, all kinds of news going on there and stuff as well.
Exactly. So XanderDemos.com is where they can go for more information. And I'll still, of course, be able to stay in contact with you on the social sites as well. Xander, congratulations to you, man, and thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time and talking to me.
All right, no problem. Glad to do it, and definitely wishing nothing but the best on tour as well. Now, for those who may have came in late and missed part of the conversation with Xander, you missed a great one, but don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Xander both on his Facebook fan page and also his Twitter handle, so you'll be able to find him from our page as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. We're going to take a break. Remember, at 25 minutes past the hour, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us from Massachusetts for our Gotta Eat, Can't Cook segment of the day. That'll be followed, of course, by my conversation with Leah DeSimone from, of course, the Mob Wives Chicago show. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Dinky, The Nurse Mare's Foal by Marcia Moran Bishop is a real-life, poignant tale of Dinky's fight for survival. It is a powerful and heartbreaking story highlighting the inhumane practice of a foal bred for the sole purpose of producing milk in his mother. Dinky is considered a byproduct, a throwaway foal. Young Dinky's battle to survive begins when he is taken to a farm where the probability of being sold to the meat market or the tanners is high. It is narrated by Dinky and suitable for all ages. Although fiction, it is based on real events. Available in January 2013 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and the publisher's website, www.catmoranpublications.com.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviance of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at